the joyriding issue has been something that's obviously an issue in a number of working class areas across the city for a number of years. There's a whole range of initiatives that have been ongoing to try and address the young people who are engaged in this, but as with all areas, there's a very, very small minority who aren't hard heeding the calls that we're making. So the cart was actually abandoned, was burned out as well, which caused obviously additional problems in terms of health and safety and all of that. So it's basically something that we wouldn't call it something that's happened consistently, but it's been happening periodically over the last year or so. And there's been a number of other incidents being publicised by myself and Eric McGinley, the other councillor in the area. So we're calling on the young people engaged in this. Obviously, they desist. The police as well, we have made them more than aware of the fact that we need to have a regular presence in the area to stop this happening. And it is, again, usually the weekend period when it's taking place. So it's not a surprise in that sense. But we want to make sure that all the programs that we're delivering are targeting as many people as possible. And we know there's been a major element of success in terms of getting young people to take heed of you know, take responsibility for their actions. But unfortunately, there's a very small minority that this isn't working with. And that's why we're calling on the police to make sure they've got a presence in the area. And obviously that hopefully will be the case right through Christmas in particular.
And in terms of the various diversionary programmes and schemes that can be put in place, is there room for more in terms of giving young people something practical to do, giving them perhaps an outlet for the sort of frustrations that they may have?
Yeah, I mean, the Glen Development Initiative and all our youth workers in the area have been engaged in a very wide range of programmes, and that includes actually programmes that are running at the weekends. That was an issue in the past when some young people were saying, you know, in the periods when they were, if you want to call it bored in particular, that there was nothing for them to do. Now we've made a point of ensuring that the local community centres and things like that are open at the weekends. They allow young people to gather in a safe environment. Obviously alcohol then isn't an issue, but it's the small minority involved in this, Donald, are in some cases they're past that point, if you want to put it that way. It's not the typical young person in the area who's causing this issue. Most of them are aware of the implications of their actions if they are involved in that social behaviour, and we've been able to get them onto the right path. There's a small group of young people who, to be blunt, don't want to listen in a lot of cases, and that's part of the problem, because then we have to rely on the police to obviously make sure that these young people are kept an eye on and making sure that they can't get involved in the type of activity that was done at the weekend. But the programs that are being delivered is essentially going to stop other young people from getting involved in similar activities. So I would sort of make the point that for most of the young people in the area, this behaviour is unacceptable for them. They don't tolerate this as well as the adults. And again, we're trying to focus on this very, very small amount of when I say young people, in some cases are in their early 20s, they're actually past the age group of getting involved in youth groups, and that's part of the issue as well. They're basically adults. It's as simple as that. And they are the people who aren't listening, unfortunately, and that's why we need, obviously, the police to pay attention in specific areas of Ballymacorty, you know, where the usual driving takes place on some of those main roads, and they be there at certain times, because we know periodically that's when it would happen, and that's why this car has been burnt out. So we would certainly say that the vast majority of young people in the area are very much opposed to what's happening, but unfortunately there's a very, very small rump who are just happy to go about terrorising the local community, as simple as that, and we have to make sure that they don't get that opportunity.